What does the future hold for Alexander Lukashenko? Western observers called his election to a fourth term on Sunday fraudulent. The Obama administration condemned the vote and the arrests of opposition presidential candidates. The European Union withdrew an offer of $4 billion in credits. And Germany's foreign minister says President Lukashenko is leading his nation into isolation. In Moscow, the Kremlin is keeping Mr. Lukashenko at arm's length. Russian state television broadcasts images from Minsk of riot police clubbing protesters and politicians. With much of the international committee against him, Mr. Lukashenko may take a stance that has served him well during his 16 years in office, hunkering down and weathering the storm. Alexei Malashenko is a regional expert with Carnegie Moscow Center.
To my opinion, I think that Lukashenko will stay. Will stay for a long term because just he is not so stupid.
Malashenko predicts that after international condemnation subsides, Mr. Lukashenko will reach out to the moderate opposition to try to show a liberal face to the world. But in today's world of videos going viral on the internet, experts say it will take a long time to erase the negative images from Minsk. 7 of the 9 opposition candidates were jailed. All are being investigated on suspicion of organizing mass disturbances, a charge that carries a sentence of up to 15 years in prison. Of the 7, 5 were injured by police, including runner-up Andrei Sannikov, who has a broken leg and head injuries. Police beat another candidate, Vladimir Nikolaev, so badly that he was taken to a hospital unconscious. President Lukashenko ridiculed his jailed rivals. He says, they wanted to become presidents. What kind of president are you if you are whacked in the face and cry blue murder? Why are you howling? What kind of president are you? You should put up with it. With Mr. Lukashenko's image sinking to new lows in Europe, Natalia Kolyada, director of the Belarus Free Theater, says that European democracy activists plan to demand the restoration of European sanctions against the political leadership in Belarus. Without sanctions, she says, Belarus's president will return to trading openness for European aid.
This is the way how Lukashenko works. He puts people in jail, and then he tells to European Union, you should give me credits, I would release them.
Kolyada, who fled Belarus on Tuesday, predicts that the protests will continue. While jailed in Minsk with dozens of other demonstrators, Kolyada says she encountered a new generation of democracy advocates.
People will dare to protest, and it was absolutely obvious in Minsk now. 90% of those people with who I stayed in jail, all of them were people who came to the square for the first time. And the main phrase was that we are just fed up.
Analysts expect Belarus's economy to decline during the coming months as it struggles with falling subsidies from Russia